Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4067.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My grandfather had a very big influence on me. I spent a lot of time with him when I was younger, and he taught me a lot of life lessons.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a lawyer.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I think of myself as a very hard worker, a go-getter, and a perfectionist.
What makes you smile?
One thing that makes me smile is making others happy and seeing a smile on their face.
What types of things make you happy?
Making other people smile and happy and food.
What types of things make you sad?
Typically, the only time I'm sad is when other people are upset about things, so I would try to, turn that around.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I believe that I come from a world where nothing is guaranteed or handed to you. It has shaped me to be a very hard worker and to always go out and do what I want and try to achieve what I want to do.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I believe that I think I'm a perfectionist that has shaped me to always go out and try to complete everything to the fullest.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I believe if someone is honest and trustworthy, they will be a good friend and a good person. So if someone does not have these qualities, it's definitely hard to admire them. So if you're honest to anyone, you'll be fine.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I believe the quality I like best and least is probably the same thing, being honest and blunt. Sometimes, people definitely want to hear the honest side, but other times they do not want to hear the honest side, so being blunt and honest can be one and the same.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
The quality that my parents have passed on to me is definitely being a hard worker. They've worked all their life and definitely passed that on to me when I started working at 14 and haven't stopped since then.
Tell me how you would like to spend time with your family.
My favorite time spending with my family now is family dinners. Usually I cook every night, but the Sunday dinners during the weekend are the big family dinners where everyone gets together.
Tell me about the most cherished present you have ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I received a blanket when I was first born, and I actually still have it now. It is very special to me because it provides the comfort and warmth that no other blanket has.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
During my childhood, I definitely active. I loved sports, loved playing with all the neighborhood kids, and definitely video games.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite type of books are about U.S. presidents. I don't really have a favorite book, but any book that tells about the life of JFK. And I do not have a favorite literary character.
What is your favorite word and why?
I seem to always say the word relax. I say it a lot. My friends always call me out on it. And it's my favorite word because I think if everyone relaxed and calmed down a little bit, the world might be a better place.
What was the last book you read and who was your favorite character?
The last book I read was No Easy Day. It's about the SEAL Team 6 that went out and captured Osama bin Laden.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I saw was Flight with Denzel Washington in it, and yes, it was very good. I loved it.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I love all types of sports. My favorite would be football, and I always love basketball, baseball, hockey, but my favorite is definitely football.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I love to play intramural sports or pickup games, flag football, kickball, softball, and I love to cook.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Yes, I love to cook. I like to change, regular recipes and change them into my own.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, a lot of the times I have been told that I look like Donnie Wahlberg.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I would say about a year and a half ago, I moved here without any friends or a job. It taught me to be responsible, self-reliant, and hardworking.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
John F. Kennedy. I would love to sit down and interview him. His life seemed very interesting. I thought he was a very honest and respectable president.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I still remember to this day my first car accident. To this day, I will never forget to put on my seatbelt or drive slow in the rain.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Again, moving a year and a half ago, I came here with pretty much nothing, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I think that any piece of classical music is very surprising. I find it very interesting that musicians can speak through the notes of their music.
Where would you like to be the most?
If I had to pick a place to be, it would be Italy.
Any particular part of Italy?
I would say Sicily. That's where my family was from.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
All my friends from high school.
What is your approach to life?
I take life one day at a time.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I'd say the most difficult time in my life was when my grandfather was sick. I was very close to him. I had to move in with him to take care of him. He taught me to live life to the fullest and appreciate the moment.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I was the first to graduate college from my family, so seeing the happiness on my parents' face when I graduated college makes that the most rewarding experience.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I always loved to play Scrabble.
Who is your favorite actor?
Denzel Washington is my favorite actor.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner would be Thanksgiving dinner. It doesn't have to be on Thanksgiving, but everything that goes along with the Thanksgiving dinner is why that would be my favorite.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Skydiving is the craziest thing that I've ever done.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Right when I wake up, I have a habit of looking at my email first and then brushing my teeth.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could dunk a basketball.
Why did you choose law as your career?
I have always wanted to work with the law, either a lawyer or a police officer. I've always wanted to work with the people and the public, so that's why I chose law as my career.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Every day at my job is very different, every client is different, and each one of them has a different story, so I find that very interesting, and it keeps me wanting to go into work, because no day is dull, and every day is very different.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
I would choose to be a cook. I love to cook. Always cooking at night, experimenting on different recipes. So if I couldn't work in the law, I would be a cook.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing? Work, family, and travel.
I think that I would probably have a big family, working as a lawyer, and trying to travel all across the country.
You are majoring in law. When did you first become interested in this field?
I became interested mostly in this field in high school. I took my first law class and I loved it, and from then on in college I just decided to continue on that path.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I plan to continue at the law firm that I work on and possibly become a partner of the firm.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening would be the typical dinner in a movie.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I would say I look for someone who is smart, down to earth, and someone that can hold a conversation.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing you could do for someone who is your significant other is stay by their side no matter what the circumstances are.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in this program to help people achieve what they want. I've always felt more accomplished when I knew I was helping someone do something they otherwise might not be able to do.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Just to live life to the fullest and never look back. Don't second guess yourself.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4067.